passing offense, although they've been known for the rushing offense. Reyes has thrown the ball fairly well this year and has picked up some big yardage. You don't have a receiver with 1,200 yards without having big yardage. Marcus Brown gets the handoff. Brown gets the first down inside the 40-yard line, down near the 39. On the shotgun formation again, Brown right there to get the handoff. First down and 10 for Dixie. And Dixie running some time off the clock, which is what they wanted to do. And picking up some yardage. Put it down at the Phoenix 39-yard line. First and 10 for Dixie. 8:12 left in the game, and Dixie with a 17-10 lead. Watkins wide left. Boxley wide right. Put the running backs in front of Reeves in that shotgun. The snap, Reeves throwing to the sidelines to Boxley, thrown behind Boxley. Boxley had to try to come back for it. Incompleted pass. Boxley started down the sidelines and then turned around to come back, could not get enough footing. This is a very flat field with a very close-cropped grass for Phoenix College. An excellent field. It drains well when there is rain down here. But it just barely meets the 12-inch from the crest of the field to the sidelines requirement. In fact, if you try to eyeball it, it looks like about a 5-inch ball. But officially, it's a full 12 inches, and that's the basic requirement. 7:55 left in the game. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 39. Dixie with the lead. Todd Reeves in the shotgun. Fading back, fading farther back. And the screen pass skips into the hands of Marcus Brown. Incomplete. Brown went ahead with a run. Doing a little faking there, but everyone caught that one. Incompleted pass. Stops the clock with 7:49 left in the game. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 39-yard line. And Todd Reeves generating more offense in the second half with the shotgun formation than Dixie's been able to generate against this tough Phoenix defense. 7:49 left in the game. There is enough time for a lot of things to happen. Now that Mike Milbrandt is throwing the football, that's opened up the offense for Phoenix. Shotgun again. Dixie, third down, 10 yards to go. Reeves, high snap. Here comes the rush. Reeves steps up. Reeves in trouble, throws the screen pass to Marcus Brown. Brown gets down the sideline and has the first down. Reeves stepped up inside the rush, completed the screen pass to Marcus Brown. And talk about winning ugly. Not exactly the prettiest play in the world, but it's enough for a first down. Count it. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 28-yard line. 7:40 left in the game, and Dixie keeps the football and pushes it deeper into Phoenix territory. A field goal would also give a little more cushion to Dixie. But right now, the thought is touchdown, and Dixie has the shotgun working. Wide receivers on each side. Todd Reeves, long count. The snap, high. Reeves, back to pass, throws the screen pass, incomplete. Lateral, and Joe Jordan Christensen does not fall on it. Phoenix recovers. A lateral pass drop, and it goes as a fumble. A mental mistake by Jordan Christensen and the Dixie Ball Club, and Phoenix suddenly realized it. Recovering is number 23, Ed Grass. That lateral, Christensen, if he had picked it up, would have been able to hang on to the football. A mental mistake. Phoenix and Dixie standing around looking at the incomplete lateral. Put it at the 45-yard line. First and 10 at the Phoenix 45-yard line, and Phoenix has the football. Handoff goes to Kroll. Big break for Phoenix as Dixie with a mental mistake with 7:30 left in the football game. Clock stopped the officials to give an explanation to the sideline. Second down, about a 2.5-yard gain, so second down and a short 8 yards coming up. Put it at the Phoenix 47-yard line, or second and a long 7, short of the 48, however you want to look at that. Second and a long 7, short of the 48-yard line. Milbrandt fading back. Milbrandt throwing the football, has it incomplete. Bowman was there. Couldn't hang on to the bullet thrown by Milbrandt. somewhat of a dark field, but that shouldn't be a problem that way. There should be enough light down there anyway. Third down and a long seven at the Phoenix 48-yard line. Milbrandt throws the football. Seems to be a little bit of the Texas gambler sort with that football on the pass. Wide receivers triple set to the right and one setback. Milbrandt back to pass. Looking at plenty of receivers having time. Throwing down the sidelines. Mike Bush closest but couldn't catch up with it. Over the head of McInnes. Fourth down and seven at the Phoenix 48-yard line. 7 minutes left in the game. And a punting situation for Phoenix College. 17 to 10. Dixie with the lead. Phoenix with the football. And Phoenix with a fourth and seven situation. Long seven. Officials discussing something right now. Back to do the kicking will be Milbrandt, and you have to watch out. Milbrandt, the quarterback, also. Three receivers back. Watkins, far side, near side is Bush, and in the middle, John Smiley. Smiley has been able to come up with some big run backs. The snap, Milbrandt having plenty of time and gets away a beautiful punt, turns over nicely. Watkins takes it at the 15-yard line and falls forward. No fair catch on the play. Took his lumps with it. On the tackle, number 85, that's Jeff Hungerford. Hungerford on the tackle. And a flag on the play, and apparently it's going to be against Phoenix College afterwards. Dixie applauding. There is a discussion going on right now. Clay Brown talking with the officials. There was a flag on the play, and it was thrown on the near side. Was it an inadvertent flag? That's the next question. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Phoenix College. 15-yard penalty. And after the Dixie mental mistake, Phoenix makes a mental mistake. So it'll be first down and 10. Give Dixie better field position with 6:50 left in the football game. And put it at the Dixie 30, just short of the 33-yard line of Dixie. First down and 10 for Dixie. Hanging on to a 17-10 lead, Dixie getting the margin in the second quarter with the two touchdown receptions by Marcus Brown. Back to the kosher set. Todd Reeves hands off to Marcus Brown. Brown gets a yard, ridden back there by number 70, John Mayer. Brown right into the middle of that Phoenix defense. Make it second down, about a 9 yard deficit from that first down marker. And put it closer to the Dixie 34-yard line. Second, well, the officials are putting it closer to the 35, so make it a long eight and put it closer to the 35. So Brown with a couple of yards. Wide left, Wade. Wide right comes Foxley. High formation again. Fox running with 6:15 left in the game, and Dixie hanging on right now. The pass over the middle, complete to Kenny Monk. Short of a first down, but close. Reeves over the middle to the tight end. Monk with his first reception of the night. And put it near the 43-yard line. The officials want a timeout. And I think they want to measure. It's going to be close. But from our angle, it looks like it may be short. We may be surprised also. Stretching out the chain. It is short. Short by inches. Third down, less than a yard to go. 6:07 left in the ball game. And after Phoenix put together 10 points in the third quarter to get back handsomely in this game, Dixie hanging on right now. 17-10. Dixie with the lead. Wide to the right goes Joe Boxley. Wide to the left. Rob Watkins. Watkins to the left, Boxley to the right. And quarterback Todd Reeves has a third down. Inches situation. Marcus Brown pushing forward. Looks like Brown has it. Brown following that big offensive line. And it will be enough for the first down. Marcus Brown yet to break a big one tonight, except with the pass. First down and 10. And put it near the 45-yard line of Dixie. Near the Dixie 45. Clock running with 5:44 left in the game. Dixie using that ground game to take control of the clock. and give the defense some rest. Split the running backs behind quarterback Reeves. Reeves hands off to Christensen. Christensen gets a couple of yards up near the 42-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go, a short eight, and put it near the Dixie 47-yard line. Almost to the 48. Put it almost to the 48, and so make it second down and a long seven. Didn't look like Christensen got that far until the officials put down the spot on the football. Clock running less than 5 minutes in the game now. Dixie with a 17-10 lead. Back to pass. Reeves eluding some tacklers. Reeves will take the football and eat it right now. Phoenix College on the pressure. Phoenix with Ulysses Harper on the tackle. Also in there, number 36. That's Greg Gaines. And the sack goes to Todd Reeves. Dixie struggling in the second half offensively. Phoenix has closed down Dixie to a fairly well. Put it back at the Dixie 40-yard line. Third down, about 15 yards to go to get that first down yardage. 4:18 left in this football game. Dixie, unless they can get the first down, may have to give up the football at least one more time. Reeves. Quick pattern to the outside, running, and Ron Wade cannot catch up with it. Wade had it thrown to his left. Wade turned to the right and almost caught it up with it as he turned back to the left. Incomplete pass. Make it fourth down, 15 yards to go, and Dixie will be forced to punt. 4:04 left in the ball game, so it'll have to be the defense to hold it. As Dixie expects to win this game. Bob Hagedorn to do the kicking. Clay Brown back to receive. 4:04 left in the game. Dixie, fourth down, 15 yards to go on their own side of the field. Here comes the rush by Phoenix. Hagedorn, high sailing kick, comes down to Brown at the 18-yard line. Brown turns upfield. Brown breaks away. Brown goes to the outside. Brown across midfield. Brown will be caught up with in Dixie territory and thrown back. But Brown gets the big punt return. Rob Watkins. Down there, Dixie had a number of the people who had a shot at Clay Brown, and Brown brought it back. Brown brought it back to the Dixie 43-yard line. From the Phoenix 18 to the Dixie 43-yard line. First down and 10 for Phoenix. Instead of the 43, 3:47 left in his football game. The shift again. Let's see if it's Milbrandt, still a quarterback. It is. Fake the handoff. Amoy takes the football, breaks away, breaks a couple of tackles. Dixie had Amoy in the backfield and could not hang on to it. And Amoy picks up some yardage. Not enough for the first down, needless to say. Just a couple of yards. But it still moves Phoenix College that much closer. Put it at the 42-yard line. A gain of a couple, second down and eight. Similar to the basketball game we had this afternoon where Dixie had to hang on to come up with a 68-67 victory. The football team trying to do the same thing tonight. Milbrandt throwing deep to the left side. Overshoots his intended receiver. Number 80 out there is David Donahue. Milbrandt. Third down and 8 yards to go. Milbrandt throwing wild at that time. Stops the clock with 3:03 left in the game. Third down, 8 yards to go. Phoenix College trying to get another touchdown. Get even with Dixie. Two-point conversion could give Phoenix the lead if they could convert. Now we have to look for that, too. Triple set to the left. One setback. Milbrandt. Back to pass. Milbrandt having time. Milbrandt throwing complete to Ricky Bowman. Enough for the first down. And Bowman steps out of bounds. The pass complete. Make it first down and 10. Put it inside the Dixie 30-yard line. No, right at the 30. 2:57 left in the game. And Dixie being picked apart now, as Phoenix has been able to take control in the second half. Dixie with the first half control. Second half belongs to Phoenix. The scoreboard belongs to Dixie, 17-10. The clock belongs to Dixie, 2:57. But the position on the field belongs to Phoenix at the 30-yard line of Dixie. Handoff goes to Kroll. Kroll forcing his way forward. Picks up a yard. Starts the clock. Phoenix will be hurting as far as timeouts. They've already taken two this half. Put it at the Dixie 29-yard line. Gain of a yard. Second and 9 yards to go on the clock running. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to go in the game. And Milbrandt, who came in relief of Mike White after White took a hard hit on a first down run, Milbrandt has shaken up at Phoenix offense again. Back to pass, triple set to the right. Milbrandt throwing, skips it into Bowman's hands. Bowman is there, but the pass was short, incomplete. Third down, 9 yards to go. It does stop the clock for Phoenix with 2:18 left in the game. Third down, 9 yards to go. 17-10, Dixie out in front. Valley of the Sun, bowl game number 3. And the Arizona schools trying to come up with their first victory in this Valley of the Sun bowl game. This is the second time the game has been played at Phoenix College. The first year, Ricks College had a battle with Arizona Western. Last year, Snow College had an easy time with Glendale. And Dixie having a battle with Phoenix College. Flag on the play, over the middle, Milbrandt thrown short. Flag on the play. And let's see if it's going to be against Dixie or against Phoenix. It's against Phoenix, according to Jerry Justice's signal to the sidelines. The motion penalty against Phoenix declined. Incomplete a pass, make it 4th and 9 at the Dixie 29-yard line. Phoenix with 2:13 left in the game. Do you go for it all and risk it? Or do you go for the field goal and try to get the football back again? Timeout, Phoenix. 2:13 left, 17-10. Dixie back in 60.
Burger King presents the Have It Your Way breakfast.
Whose way?
Your way.
My way? No way.
My muffins filled with one of these unbeatable varieties like eggs or ham.
Or bacon, ma'am. Or sausage topped with cheese.
Burger King, you're contemplating. Burger King has breakfast waiting. Match and mix it.
And you'll fix it? What if I say?
Have it your way.
Try our tempting French toast platter.
I think today I'd really rather scrambled eggs with hash browns on the side.
Sure thing.
Can we get some bacon on it?
Get it any way you want it.
That's the way it's done at Burger King. You come first no matter what.
No matter what I want, you got.
It's all okay.
It's as we say.
Breakfast just your way.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
For the Have It Your Way breakfast.
At Burger King now.
That away, Burger King.
At participating restaurants.
2:13 left in this football game. Fourth down, 9 yards to go. Phoenix is going to go for it. 17-10, Dixie with the lead. And now the attempt. Wide to the right goes number 80, David Donahue. Quarterback Milbrandt. Fourth down and 9. Back to pass. Milbrandt throws complete, but not enough for the first down. First down and 10 for Dixie. The pass was complete to Amoy, but Amoy could not get the first down, and Amoy is injured, was decked by Dixie. Got 4 yards down to the Dixie 25-yard line. Let's double check. Yes, put it at the Dixie 25 on that pass completion. Amoy still down, but make it first and 10 for Dixie with 2:06 left in the ball game. Put it at the Dixie 25. The timeouts are gone for Phoenix College. Amoy still down on the field. Let's take a 30-second break. The score 17-10, Dixie. 2:06 left, back in 30 seconds.
Houston. Construction Company in Washington is the answer to your construction needs. For remodeling, for room additions, or new buildings, it's Thurston Construction Company. No job is too large or too small for Thurston Construction Company, where they give each and every job their personal attention. Call Al Thurston at 628-0030, Steve Thurston at 628-2041, or John Barzu at 673-5131. They have the answers to your construction needs at Thurston Construction Company in Washington, Utah.
First down and 10 for Dixie at the 25-yard line, and the handoff went to Marcus Brown. Brown got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Second down and 10 at the Dixie 25. Dixie with a minute 41 left in the football game. And Phoenix out of timeout. All Dixie has to do is nurse that clock the rest of the way. A minute 30 left in the football game now. Dixie with that 17-10 lead. The 17 points in the first half may stand up. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown gets some yardage this time. 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. Marcus Brown on the run. Mark it at the 29-yard line of Dixie. Second down, 6 yards to go at the Dixie 29. Phoenix is on the second half, but not more than 10 points. Clock running with a minute 4 left in the ball game. Dixie third down, 6 yards to go. Dixie needs a first down if they don't want to give up the football, or they need to run off the clock down to the 32nd, inside the 32nd mark. Delay of game. Dixie may have it now at 44 seconds, the 5-yard penalty tacked on against Dixie. And it's a case of fighting the clock now. Make it third down, 11 yards to go, and back it off to the Dixie 24-yard line. Phoenix out of timeout. A couple of costly mix-ups earlier in the half cost Phoenix timeout. Dan Stipes frustrated at the sideline. Barring a fumble, barring a turnover of some sort, Dixie will have 2 downs to take off 44 seconds. Wide to the right, Joe Boxley. Dixie trying to get 14 seconds off the clock. Get it under 30, and then they can stand around and wait for time to run out. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown gets back upfield. Brown near the 29-yard line, gets the 5 yards back. Clock running with 36 seconds left. Brown on the carry. Make it fourth down, 6 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 29-yard line. Dixie may have to run one more play. Let's wait. It all depends when that 30-second count by the officials began. 17 seconds left in the game. Fourth down situation, fourth and 6. Dixie may have to punt the ball game one more time. Cut in this ball game one more time. Yes, they will. 5 seconds left in the game. 5-yard penalty again. 17-10. 5-yard penalty again against Dixie. Make it fourth down and 11. Put it at the Dixie 24-yard line. On the delay of game. And fourth and almost 11 yards to go. Make it closer to a fourth and 10. As Marcus Brown was between the 29 and the 30-yard line when he finished with that run. I put this between the 24 and the 25-yard line with 5 seconds left. Fourth down, Dixie. All Dixie has to do is run around for 5 seconds. On a fourth down situation, Todd Reeves. They just fall on the football. Phoenix. Reeves falls back. Reeves runs around. Reeves. Will run out of bounds. No, throw the football incomplete to Todd, to Joey Boxley. Reeves saw Boxley going up the sideline. Incomplete pass as Reeves runs off the field, and Dixie hangs on for the victory. 17-10, Dixie has won the third annual Valley of the Sun football bowl game. Game number 3 in the series goes to Dixie by a score of 17-10, and the Rebels will come home victorious. Let's take a couple of minutes for commercial breaks. 2-3 minutes for commercial breaks. We'll be back with a wrap-up of this football game. Back in a couple of minutes.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park.
Skaggs Drug Center brings you the best in sports, and they also bring you the best in Christmas values as found in this week's local Spectrum insert. Toys galore throughout the store at Skaggs are sure to please boys and girls of all ages. For instance, a stomper set with its 4x4 vehicle at $12.88 is a sure bet. A Parker Nerf football for $2.99, a Tonka Mighty Dump at $11.88, or games including Battleship, Monopoly, Scrabble, Boggle, and many others, as well as dolls galore. Make Skaggs a safe place to shop for everyone on your Christmas list. The Bloomington Realty Company is as much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine and leisure, because nobody knows more about southern Utah real estate in Bloomington than they do. If you're interested in building a custom home, they'll help you select the plans and introduce you to a reliable builder. If you're ready to move to Bloomington immediately, they'll find a market home or a perfect town home. In addition to the general realty services they provide, they're specialists in all other phases of real estate, like resale lots and acreage, resale homes and townhomes and commercial property. Just name your real estate needs, and Bloomington Realty Company will find them quickly, efficiently, professionally. Because nobody knows Bloomington better than Bloomington Realty. Call them today at 673-6184. 673-6184. The Bloomington Realty Company. As much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine.
Why put doubt in your tires? Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get
Together with value. 17-10. Dixie comes up with a victory tonight in the Valley of the Sun football bowl game. In three attempts, Arizona has yet to come up with a victory. Ricks College wins in game number one against Arizona Western. Game number two last year goes to Snow College against Glendale Community College. The celebration is going on. Dixie comes up with win number three in game number three, 17-10 over Phoenix Community College. Let's take another quick 60-second break. Well, no, let's keep it right here for just a minute. Let's recap the scoring for Dixie. Dixie came up with a field goal with 3:23 left in the first quarter of play as Russ Moody kicked it from 38 yards away. Russ Moody with the field goal to make it 3-0 Dixie. The first touchdown of the game for Dixie came on a screen pass to Marcus Brown. Brown broke it from 34 yards away for a 9-0 lead. Make it 10-0 as Moody added the point after with 6:54 left in the first half. A pass interception by Dennis Carpenter with 1:54 left in the first half of play set up what proved to be the deciding score. Another pass to Marcus Brown, a 29-yard touchdown pass from Todd Reeves to Marcus Brown. Point after good by Moody. That made it 17-0 Dixie at the half. The third quarter, especially, and the second half to some degree, belonged to Phoenix. Phoenix owning Dixie offensively as the Phoenix defense just shut down Dixie time and again. The only spark of life was in the shotgun formation. Phoenix came back with a touchdown with 10:27 left in the third quarter. A touchdown pass to McGinnis from number 11, Mike White, made it 17-7 after the point after was added by Ortiz. Then the field goal attempt, 36-yarder, picked up by Ortiz with 6:42 left, and it was 17-10. That one set up on a pass interception from a Todd Reeves pass, picked out of the air by number 36, Greg Gaines, and that turned out to be the final score, 17-10. Coach Greg Croshaw, how are the Ulsters? You and Neil Roberts have gone through a couple of wild ones today.
Well, I don't know right now. You know, I have no pain at all whatsoever. It's a great credit to a lot of people and from the administration through the coaches and the players, and I'm just as proud as I can be of the effort that they put forth today.
Marcus Brown, leading rusher on the year, gets 2 touchdown passes. Not runs, passes.
Well, I thought they had a good game plan. They dogged us a lot, took away the run, and double-covered Joe Boxley, and we had to do some things that a little bit different, but we got the ball to Marcus on a screen and a great run, and then a pass and another great run. So if you can get him in the open field, he's awfully tough. And then I was really exceptionally proud of our kicking game for the most part, our return, and then Bob Hagedorn kept us out of trouble all night, and that's a great credit to him, especially after he started with a bad punt for him to begin with, and then come back and kick it like he did. I don't know what his stats were, but it was awful impressive, I think.
And one big punt return, Hagedorn was the tackler, the guy that kept him from breaking it.
Yeah, that a little disappointing that. They had that's the one you're talking about. They had a rush on trying to block the punt, and we had 8 guys running free down there, and, I don't know what happened, but I'm glad that Hagedorn was there and made a big play, and then we were able to play some defense, which I can't tell you how proud I am of those kids, because they've been maligned a little bit, all year. Not all year, but lately, and to come back and play with that type of intensity, I just am really proud of them.
They hung on, just like the little bull terrier on the seat of your pants.
Yeah. We're playing with guys like Unga and some other people, and it's just really rewarding to see them come out there and play with that kind of intensity, and you only allow 10 points and play really a fine football game.
This Phoenix team opened things up in the second half. They really controlled, especially the third quarter, after Dixie controlled especially the second quarter.
Yeah, with a 17-point lead and the kind of a team they were, we came out and tried to play a little more conservative in the third quarter, and of course got in trouble. We threw an interception and some things, and the defense had to come in and have the back to the wall. But, like we talked before the game, I'm sure anybody that has looked at us defensively has to think they have to be able to throw the ball. And we played to run fairly well tonight, and so that was when they were behind that forced them into the pass. And they did some good things with it. I felt like we played pretty good pass defense. And 10 points, that's not a bad day's work for defense. And then the offense, we came out with a little shotgun, something I hadn't seen before. One of those things, we moved the ball right down the field, and then on a play where Jordan didn't realize it was a lateral, it just kind of laid out there. It seemed like an eternity. I couldn't believe that thing was laying there, but you knew what had happened because no whistles were blowing, and we lost it there. But basically, we tried to come out and let run time off the clock and try to hold on to the win, and I'm glad that's what happened.
Mental mistake by Dixie and Phoenix, mostly by Dixie at that point. Phoenix just stood around and had the coaching staff screaming at him to jump on the football. Coming right back, Phoenix, after giving up the football, they commit a mental mistake of their own. Unsportsmanlike conduct call and gives Dixie 15 more yards. That gave you a better position.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. I didn't see what happened, and I thought it was, as clean a played ball game as I've been around. And I didn't see the incident, but it definitely was a big play for us because we went from probably our 18 or so out to around the 33 or something, and that makes a big difference. You can do a few things. You're not pinned right up back up against your goal line. So that was a big play, and I don't know how many penalties were called on that, but not very many, and I thought it was a well-played game on both parts, and it just was a joy. I thought it was really well officiated, and it just was a joy to coach that kind of game because the kids get a chance to play. But that was a big call, and it helped us at a crucial point.
9-2, you finish. Second year in a row, you finish on a win. This time it's even more important.
Yeah, we had a big disappointment. We're very embarrassed, it just really was a bad week for us, and we wanted to come back and play well, and you never know what will happen. There's a lot of emotions in these games, and that's what it's all about, a nice, tight ball game, hard on the coaches and the players, but I think for the fans and everybody got their money worth, and I can't think. We seem to have about as big a crowd as the people here in Phoenix, and again, that's a real thrill to know that the people support what you're trying to do, that's really a thrill, and I'm just glad that it worked out the way it worked out.
Well, Phoenix, they were a team that was known as winning ugly this year. In a way, Dixie kind of won ugly today.
I'm not sure we haven't won ugly all year. We had some big plays early in the season, but, at the end, we had some, some games that were not real polished. I think the commitment and the ability to hang in there and play when you really need to play, and that's what it's all about. At the final, what that score is, and 9-2, You know, that's the finest year I've ever been associated with, and it's something that everybody involved, I believe, can really be proud of, and a good way to start next year. You know, it's not how you start that people remember, it's how you finish, and this is a great way to finish.
Dixie College team, good bunch of kids, and they put out for you this year. It's a silly question, but this must be the highlight of your football career.
Oh, without any question. I just can't tell you what a pleasure it is to work with the quality of young men that we have this year, and that makes it all the more rewarding. You know, they have some ability, and we have some good players, but they're not afraid of work, and I think that's a real key. You talk about every time you play, why somebody's got to lose, and that's unfortunate, especially in a ball game like tonight. But I'm thankful that we did the things we needed to do, and especially for the kids because. They've worked hard, and I'm sure the Phoenix kids have worked hard, and they feel like they deserve to win. But in my coaching career, that's as fine a group of young men as I've been associated with, and that means a lot.
Celebration tonight. Do you carve the turkey now?
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this one. I don't have to start going to work till about a week when the recruiting starts, and this is one that we'll run the film back for about 10 months now and really enjoy this one. So we'll be able to enjoy and savor this win, and it's just a real thrill. And to be here, it's a quality bowl game. I mean, you know, great hospitality, just a great place to play. And I hope that we can come back and try it again sometime. But it was really a pleasure, and everything that you anticipate or dream it would be, it was. And this just tops it off with a win tonight.
Andy Werner from TV55 made the trip down and has been taping a lot of hopefully we'll be able to put together the highlights in about a week or two. We'll be able to put together a special on this Dixie College football team on TV55 with the highlights of this game for the people who did not get a chance to come down here. Good year. How good is this football team? We asked you at the beginning of the year. How good is it now?
Well, you know, I you're going to get an argument no matter what you ever say, and that's a no-win situation. But it's the finest team I've ever been associated with. Like we've said before, I think that entails a lot of things. Not only their play on the field, but the way they conduct themselves off. In my opinion, they're a great football team. I can't delay that statement any longer. And I think the way they bounced back and hung in there and played all year with some adversity, injuries, and things, it's a great credit to them. And in my opinion, they're the greatest team I've ever been associated with. So I know there's others that feel the same way about their team, but this is the best one I've ever had a chance to work with.
Coach Greg Groshaw, winning coach, the Valley of the Sun Bowl game, third annual. Congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on the year.
Well, thanks. I'd like to, again, thank you and your staff and everybody that's involved on the great way you handle things. I really feel that we have a great working relationship, and I appreciate the way you cover the games, and I appreciate the people who listen and support us, and hopefully we'll be back next year and just pick up where we left off. Thank you very much.
Coach Greg Groshaw, Dixie College, 17-10, the victory for Dixie. Let's take a 60-second break and take a look at our future broadcast schedule.
Skaggs Drug Center in St. George is your complete drugstore and so much more. See Skaggs' colorful insert in the local paper for a parade of Christmas savings. You're sure to please with Prince Machiavelli's Night Musk at just $6.99. Taboo Spray for the woman you love at $5.99. Musk Oil Aftershave or Cologne for the man in your life at $6.99. Or a Jean Maté gift set for just $5.49. Check the Skaggs paper ad for more complete details. Then shop Skaggs and be safe. Not sorry.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Back at the Phoenix College Football Stadium, where Dixie has come up with a 17-10 victory over Phoenix College, and the win victory in the Valley of the Sun Football Bowl game. The key tonight, Marcus Brown, 2 touchdown receptions, both of them in the second quarter, that big second quarter for Dixie, giving the Rebels that 17-0 advantage. Phoenix came right back with a 10-point third quarter to make it 17-10. And there we have our final score. Let's take another 60-second break, and we'll take a look at basketball and what's on tap for tomorrow. Back in 60 seconds.
Wow, the prices are really going down at St. George Volkswagen. While others are talking increase, St. George Volkswagen is reducing prices. Now's the time to drive off in a 1983 or 1984 Volkswagen at lower prices than you've ever believed possible. Right now, there's 283 Rabbit Wolfberg limited editions to choose from. The suggested retail price is $8,647, but St. George Volkswagen's football price is just $7,883. They're selling low and trading high at St. George BW.
Looking for Christmas ideas? Look no further. Just hurry on in to Wenzel's Outlet Store, 374 North Industrial Road in St. George. You'll enjoy browsing, and you'll love those factory-to-you prices. You'll have to see Wenzel's selection of down coats at prices you'll find hard to believe. Warm-up suits for every member of the family are priced unbelievably low, too, as are day packs, backpacks, and sleeping bags. At Wenzel's Outlet, they defy you to beat their prices on comparable merchandise.
Back at Phoenix College today in the Valley of the Sun basketball tournament, Dixie came up with a victory, 68-67. It's not like a heart-stop kids tonight. Dixie College, both basketball and football, as they got the lead, then hung on for the victory in the semifinals of basketball and in the Valley of the Sun bowl game in football. Outstanding evening for Dixie College fans, and if they came to watch both of it, they got their money's worth and then some. This has been a classic night for a competition between Dixie and their opponents. Dixie winning 68-67 today. Ricks College with that 96-85 victory. By the way, Glendale College defeated College of Eastern Utah by a score of 69-66, and Scottsdale won big over Phoenix. So it'll be Phoenix versus College of Eastern Utah tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Valley of the Sun tournament. Scottsdale will take on Glendale. South Mountain at 7 o'clock will play against Butler County of Kansas, and then the championship tomorrow night, Dixie College and Ricks College, and it may be many times that Dixie and Ricks face each other this year. They'll both be involved in the K&T Steel Tournament at Twin Falls, Idaho, at College of Southern Idaho. So this may be a lot of times, in addition to the two games that they meet in the conference chase. They have a lot of times this year. Gary Gardner and his squad with a big victory today. Neil Roberts with the big victory over a tough South Mountain team today also. And our broadcast time tomorrow night will be 8:45. Dixie versus Ricks College, championship of the Valley of the Sun Invitational Basketball Tournament. The Valley of the Sun football bowl game, game number 3, goes to Dixie College. Final score, 17-10, Dixie. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us. Larry Gentry and Tom Wittig, the men who kept us on the air back at the station, in spite of some of the technical problems we had here, yeoman's work for those guys, and they deserve a pat on the back to keep us going. And Larry Gentry deserves a pat on his altar, too. It's been a tough day. They kept us going. We appreciate our sponsors for their support of Valley of the Sun bowl game action with Dixie College and Phoenix College. We appreciate you for listening. And Larry Jewell reminding you, tomorrow night, basketball action again, 8:45 broadcast time. Final score again here, Dixie 17, Phoenix College 10. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?
It's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to hurry, 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 get up. You say you don't have time for breakfast, you have to catch a bus, a softball game, connecting flight to Peoria. Well, Burger King offers a brand new breakfast that's so good, so fast, it does more than just keep up with you. It's a delicious change of pace.
Introducing new muffin breakfast sandwiches at Burger King, served up golden brown, stuffed with warm fresh eggs, hot sizzling sausage, and tempting tangy cheese.
And you get it so quick, it's hard to believe something so fast can be so good. It's really unbelievable.
And so are muffins, filled with juicy, tender ham, and folded onto a blanket of melted cheese. No matter how you like it, it's easy to sandwich in time for breakfast.
Because they give it to you almost before you've even decided. Yes, that's how quick they are.
And you never have to wait to enjoy tasty platters of golden French toast drenched with thick, rich syrup, or hot, fluffy scrambled eggs piled high with crispy hash browns.
Because Burger King scrambles as fast as you, and they're not egging you on about that.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Our new Burger King muffin sandwiches
are available at participating Burger King restaurants.
Aren't you hungry for new breakfast now?
Thurston Construction Company in Washington is the answer to your construction needs. For remodeling, for room additions, or new buildings, it's Thurston Construction Company. No job is too large or too small for Thurston Construction Company, where they give each and every job their personal attention. Call Al Thurston at 628-0030, Steve Thurston at 628-2041, or John Barzu at 673-5131. They have the answers to your construction needs at Thurston Construction Company in Washington, Utah.
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chain link fencing, cement, and a freeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
Professionals are people who earn their keep by knowing what they're doing. The real difference is that they make 99% fewer mistakes than you will if you try to go it alone. So ordinarily, it's best to pay them a fee. Realtors represent their clients in buying and selling property, and believe me, it's an art and a science. Assure that your next transaction is to your profit and satisfaction. Call on the pros at Bloomington Realty. They thrive on repeats and referrals. Bloomington Realty knows more about Bloomington than anyone, whether it be townhouses, homes, or vacant property. Their offices are conveniently located just off the Bloomington off-ramp. Just think of owning a home.
Let's see if what adjustments are made on the will be made in the offense. Nope, going back to the double wing situation. Almost like a reverse wishbone. Now into a double setback situation. Wide on the keeper, turning upfield and not getting very far. Lost on the play. As he rolled to the right there on the tackle was Leon Austin. Austin saw it coming. And Olich also got in there. Austin leading the way, though. Lost on the play. Back inside the 38-yard line. To make a second down and a long 11 coming up as White tried the quarterback keep inside the 38. About the 37-and-a-half-yard line. 12:57 left in the third quarter of this game. 17-0. Dixie out in front. Wide receiver left, slot back right. Back to pass. White has some time over the middle through the hands of Bowman. Bowman heard footsteps. Carpenter and Smiley there, and Bush was behind, almost came up with that pass interception, although it fell a couple of yards away from Bush. Bush headed after it. Incompleted pass. Bowman was there, has had some excellent reception, but must have heard footsteps this time. Third down and 11 at the Phoenix 38-yard line. Triple set to the left. Trying to overload that backfield. Back to pass. White, here comes the rush. Throwing back to the right, has the screen pass to Cole. Cole may have the first down. Does so. Across the 40-yard line, across the 50-yard line, and into Dixie territory. Screen pass set up to Cole to the right. Triple set to the left, and the screen pass came back the other way. And Cole made good on it. First down and 10. Marking it right at the 50-yard line with the back end of the football touching the 50 and the rest of the football on the Dixie side of the field. First and 10 at midfield. And Phoenix College trying to get something started, trying to get a score on the board. Dixie with a 17-0 lead. The Phoenix threatening handoff goes to Cole into the middle of that line, maybe a yard gain. Hugged down there by George Smith. Mark Thompson also there. Helps Cole to his feet after helping him off his feet. Make it second down, 9 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 49-yard line. Only the third time tonight that Phoenix has been on the Dixie side of the field. Once, late in the first half, Phoenix got there because of the fumble and began on the Dixie side of the line. Otherwise, their first series of downs in the first half made the difference. Problems at the line of scrimmage, timeout called by Phoenix. With a score of 17-0, Dixie. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for Christmas ideas? Look no further. Just hurry on in to Wenzel's Outlet Store, 374 North Industrial Road in St. George. You'll enjoy browsing and you'll love those factory-to-you prices. You'll have to see Wenzel's selection of down coats at prices you'll find hard to believe. Warm-up suits for every member of the family are priced unbelievably low, too, as are day packs, backpacks, and sleeping bags. At Wenzel's Outlet, they defy you to beat their prices on comparable merchandise. Thurston Construction Company in Washington is the answer to your construction needs. For remodeling, for room additions, or new buildings, it's Thurston Construction Company. No job is too large or too small for Thurston Construction Company, where they give each and every job their personal attention. Call Al Thurston at 628-0030, Steve Thurston at 628-2041, or John Barzu at 673-5131. They have the answers to your construction needs at Thurston Construction Company in Washington, Utah.
11:44 left in the third quarter of play as we come back to action. White has attempted a pass to Donahue. Not Phil, David. Different Donahue. Incomplete, make it third down, 9 yards to go. Dixie, 49-yard line is where the football is at. Is, I should say. Wide to the right now is McInnis. Now he suddenly shifts, and shifting into a tight end position is number 86, Lombardo. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy close to a first down, but will not get it. Getting up very slowly is the Dixie defender, George Smith, comes up limping. Amoy ran over Mike Bush, and Bush is down. Bush is down and hurting. With 11:28 left, Bush had the wind knocked out of him as the pitch went to Amoy, and Amoy came around that right side. Put it at the 41 of Dixie, and it's a fourth and one situation. Will Phoenix go for it? Bush reacting a little bit like he's had the wind knocked out of him. Al Norton out there to look over Mike Bush to see what the problem might be. 17-0. Dixie out in front. Dixie teammate hollering encouragement to Bush. Bush, not exactly your all-time extremely tall defensive back at 5'6", young man from Orem, Utah. Has a 9'4 heart, though. 11:28 left. Make it fourth and a long yard to go for the first down for Phoenix. Phoenix in Dixie territory. Mark White looking at that Dixie defense. Looking again. 11:28 left in the third quarter, and Phoenix will go for it. 17-0. Dixie with the lead in the Dixie defense. Trying to toughen. Mike White, the quarterback. In motion comes Amoy. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy has it. Has some running room down the sidelines. Amoy inside the 20. Amoy finally knocked off his feet at the 16-yard line. Amoy in motion. Not only got the first down, got a first and 10 of the Dixie 16. Try that one on for size as the Phoenix College Bears got the big game from Amoy. First and 10, and Phoenix definitely not dead in this game. Dixie leading 17-0 in the shutout Phoenix for two quarters, but Phoenix threatening now with that running game. They shift again, suddenly into a slot position as McInnis. Handoff goes to Cole. Cole diving forward just a couple of yards, maybe three on the play. Jack Reeve tried to close him off, but couldn't. Mark Thompson there on the tackle. Also in there on the tackle is Finney Unga. Unga and Thompson put it down at the 13-yard line. Unga, young man from Provo High School. Second down, about seven to go, a short seven at the Dixie 13-yard line after Cole picks up a quick three. Amoy and Kroll. Amoy, the key in the playoff game with Glendale. White, under pressure, throws over the middle. Touchdown! Crossing pattern over the middle. White is injured as he was hit just as he let that football go. But the touchdown complete to Tim McInnis. And Phoenix is on the scoreboard with 10:27 left in the third quarter. White to McInnis for the touchdown. Make it 17-6. wide hit immediately by Fred Olich as he let go of that football. That'll to do the kicking. Number 16, Joe Ortiz. Ortiz to try the point after. Saputo does the kickoff. Hillbrass does the punting. Low snap. The kick is up, and there's a flag on the play. The kick is good, but there's a flag from the far side. And let's see what the penalty's all about. See if it's against Dixie or against Phoenix. If it's against Dixie, then Phoenix will take the point after, maybe. Or will they go for a two-point conversion? Apparently, encroachment against Phoenix, so the point after is good. Make it 17-7. Dixie out in front with 10:27 left in the third quarter, back in 60 seconds.
It's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to hurry, 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 get up. You say you don't have time for breakfast, you have to catch up on the softball game, the connecting flight to Peoria, where Burger King offers a brand new breakfast that's so good, so fast, it does more than just keep up with you. It's a delicious change of pace.
Introducing new muffin breakfast sandwiches at Burger King, served up golden brown, stuffed with foreign fresh eggs, hot sizzling sausage, and tempting tangy cheese.
And you get it so quick, it's hard to believe something so fast can be so good, it's really unbelievable.
And so are our muffins, filled with juicy, tender ham, and folded onto a blanket of melted cheese. No matter how you like it, it's easy to sandwich in time for breakfast.
Because they give it to you almost before you've even decided. Yes, that's how quick they are.
And you never have to wait to enjoy tasty platters of golden French toast drenched with thick, rich syrup or hot, fluffy scrambled eggs piled high with crispy hash browns.
Because Burger King scrambles as fast as you, and they're not egging you on about that.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Our new Burger King muffin sandwiches
are available at participating Burger King restaurants.
Aren't you hungry for new breakfast now?
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chain link fencing, cement, and a freeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
A kickoff goes off the fingertips of Mike Bush into the end zone, so it's a touchback for Dixie. First down and 10, a five-yard penalty on encroachment was placed on Dixie at the kickoff. First down and 10 at the Dixie 20. Todd Reeves, the quarterback, swings the pass to number 8 coming out of the backfield, Phil Matuauto. And Matuauto gets 1 yard on that swing pass. So Reeves to Matuauto for a yard. Make it second down, 9 yards to go at the Dixie 21-yard line. Oh, they rule it no gain, so second and 10. Matuauto looked like he got to the 21, but the officials marked it at the 20. 9:51 left in the third quarter. Marcus Brown back into the game. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown gets across the line of scrimmage, tripped up at the last minute by number 78, Jeff Horton. Horton got a hold of the shoelace, and Marcus Brown got a couple of yards, and that's it. To make a third down, about 8 yards to go. And mark it at the Dixie 22-yard line. Marcus Brown, way short at that 144 yards needed in rushing yardage to get that 1,000. Wide left is Watkins. Wide right is Boxley. Third down, 8 yards to go. Reeves pumps once, pumps twice. Pass deflected, stolen by Phoenix College. Coming back the other way, the defender. Hurdles one man. Phoenix back in this game at the 11-yard line. Greg Gaines, linebacker, deflected the pass intended for Watkins. And suddenly, with 9:01 left in the game, Phoenix has it first and 10 and put it out of the Dixie College 11-yard line. First and 10 at the Dixie 11. After the pass interception, picked out of the air by Greg Gaines, and that field goal may become ever so important now. 17-7, Dixie with the lead, but Phoenix definitely threatening. 11 yards to get the score. Mike White, the quarterback, is shifting around, and White Takes the handoff, gives it to Amoy. There's a flag on the play. Amoy gets down to the 7-yard line, but there was a flag at the snap. And apparently there's going to be a penalty against Phoenix. Mike White upset. Mike White talking with the officials briefly. Backfield in motion situation. 5-yard penalty. So Phoenix will have to back up. Make it first down and 15. Dixie backing it off to the Dixie 16-yard line, giving the Dixie defense a little more time. Dixie turning the ball over with that pass interception. 8:55. Left in the third quarter of this game, plenty of time, and it's a 17-7 lead. Dixie out in front of Phoenix, but Phoenix threatening. First and 15 at the Dixie 16-yard line. Wide receiver left is Ricky Bowman. Two slot backs now in motion, slightly. Rolling back is White under pressure. White scrambling. White chase. Throwing into the end zone. Deflected by Dixie. There on the deflection is number six, Dennis Carpenter. Carpenter got a hand on it, intended out there for Bowman. White, instead, with an incomplete pass. Make it second down, 15 yards to go at the Dixie 16, and the Dixie defense being sorely tested here in the third quarter. Dixie's offense forced to punt and then the pass interception, so going nowhere here in the third quarter after putting 17 points on the board, most of those in the second quarter. Phoenix trailing 17-7, but as we mentioned, threatening. Bowman, wide receiver, listed at 5'10", 145. Looks a little bigger than that, but when you stand next to Dennis Carpenter, he can look awfully tall. Back to pass, White has some time. No, he doesn't. Jack Reeve on the tackle, back at the 23-yard line. Jack Reeve, who's already received his mission call to go to Hong Kong for the LDS Church, will be leaving. And then has been given encouragement by both Utah State and BYU about coming back and playing for them. Back to the 22-yard line, almost to the 23 after that sack. Jack Reeve, playing injured, but playing anyway. Third down, 21 yards to go. Phoenix College with 7:50 left in the third quarter. And Dixie trying to shut down Phoenix after that big pass interception. Triple set to the right. Last time it came back with a screen pass to the left. With the screen to the left. White, back to pass, has some time, throws, has it complete to Bowman. Bowman cuts to the middle of the field. Bowman being chased back, thrown. Filled a fumble on a play. The 60 recoverer does Phoenix. Bowman trying to find some running room. Had close to a first down, came back upfield. Fumbled the football, and Phoenix recovered the fumble, but it will be fourth down. Fourth down after the game. Just down to the 19-yard line, and that may be a gift. Actually, Bowman was a good 5 yards farther upfield and was looking for running room. Fourth down. 18 yards to go at the Dixie 19-yard line. Field goal attempt by number 16 for Phoenix College. That's Ortiz. The snap, the kick is up. It looks like it's going to be good, is it? It's good on that side, good on both sides. Kick is good from 37 yards out. Make it 17-10. Dixie out in front, back in 60 seconds.
Whatever you check in this week's local spectrum, don't miss Skaggs Drug Center's colorful parade of Christmas values. It's loaded with wonderful gift-giving ideas. A Presto Corn Popper, $14.99. A Proctor Silex two-slice toaster at $9.88. A Whirling 14-speed blender priced at Skaggs' low price of $24.99 plus a $3 rebate. And a Proctor Silex coffee maker, $15.99 plus you get a $3 rebate. These are just a few of the buys sure to please this week at Skaggs Drug Center in St. George.
Why put doubt in your tires? Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
John Smiley receives the kickoff, drops the football at the 10, gets to the 12, and that's it. ridden back. Phoenix College with a momentum now. Scoring 10 points, and Smiley is hurt. Smiley is hurt. As Phoenix put on the tackle, Smiley was injured. 6:35 left in the third quarter. Smiley is down. May have twisted a shoulder, may have twisted a knee. We'll have to wait and see. Dixie. And Rule Smiley got to the 13-yard line. First down and 10. Smiley picked up the football and then promptly dropped it. Had to go back and pick it up and try running again. Phoenix right there. And Smiley injured. Smiley in a little bit of a heap. Right about the 11-yard line. Al Norton coming out also. 17-10. Dixie with the lead. But Phoenix, after being shut out in the first half, now back with 10 points here in the third quarter. 17-10, Dixie with the lead, and they may have to hang on for this one. Phoenix trying to get the first win for an Arizona school in this Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Now Smiley slowly getting to his feet. Going to the sidelines. Smiley, the man has had a couple of big punt returns, looking for a big kickoff return this time. Could not get it. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. Dixie faced with a huge rush by the Bears of Phoenix College. Dixie owned the first half, but the third quarter belongs to Phoenix. 17-10, the Rebels with the lead. Wide right is Foxley. Wide left is Ron Way. Quarterback Todd Reeves had a pass interception last time to set up the field goal for Phoenix. And Dixie doing yeoman's work on defense to keep it at a field goal. Reeves. Long count at the line of scrimmage. Now into the set position. Reeves rolling to the right. Throws the screen pass to Jordan Christensen. Christensen dives forward close to the first down. There on the tackle is number 36. Great game. And Phoenix getting amazing pursuit as Christensen could not elude Gaines. Gaines got the big right paw out there. The pass from Reeves to Christensen for 8 yards. Put it down at the Dixie 21. Second down, a couple of yards to go. Dixie with that swing pass out of the backfield to Christensen. Todd Reeves, quarterback, Phoenix. Not sending everybody quite as much as they have before. Now pitch goes to the outside. Christensen. Christensen has the first down. Put it down at the 25-yard line, almost to the 26. Christensen got the pitch to the outside. First and 10 for Dixie. And put it at the 25-yard line. Football just across that 25. 5:43 left in the third quarter of play. Clock in Dixie's favor, but the score is only 7 points in Dixie's favor. 17-10. We now have two Bears along the sideline for Phoenix College. Two mascots. W Bears. Yeah, wide left is Watkins. Wide to the right, Boxwood. Eye formation on the running backs again. In motion comes Greg Sharp, the tight end. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Runs into one guy trying to turn back upfield. Marcus Brown looking for help. Now coming back, will be thrown for a loss. Brown went three different directions, and the third one got a little bit of a gain from where he was, but he was farther upfield on his first direction. Tackle on the play going to Brett Heath. Heath on the tackle. Bring it back to the 18-yard line of Dixie. Make it second down, or I should say the 23-yard line. Second down and 12 yards to go. A long 12 from about the 23-yard line. High formation on the running backs again. Here comes Phoenix stacking that line. Todd Reeves fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Throwing deep over the middle intended for Boxley. Nobody there. Boxley went straight down the middle and it was thrown to the outside. Brown, closest to it, closer than Boxley. Incomplete pass in a punting situation. So Dixie, nope, not a punting situation. Third down and 12. The way Dixie was scrambling around, it looked like they were going to send in the punting team there for a minute, but it's only third down. Long 12, 12 and a half yards to go. 4:31. Boxley was flying beyond the defender, but he'd gone straight down the field, and Reeves threw it to the outside. One setback. Jordan Christensen. Nope, now Marcus Brown is there also, side by side with Christensen. Quarterback Todd Reeves trying to fend off the rush over the middle. Completes a great Sharp first down. Sharp still on his feet. Now gets another yard. Stood up at the line at the point of tackle. faded back a yard, then moved forward another yard and a half, but has the first down. Sharp, with the sticky fingers, had to go up and grab it. Put it at the 38-yard line of Dixie. First down and 10 for the Rebels at the 38-yard line. 4:13 left in the third quarter of this game. 17-10, Dixie with a narrow 7-point lead. Trying to run some time off the clock and see if the Rebels can get another score. Give the defense some rest. Hand off goes to Christensen. Bowls his way forward. Gets across that 39, 40-yard line, almost to the 41. They're at the bottom of the stack. Let's check their number. That's number 90 getting out the bottom. Kevin Schmidt. Put it at the 41-yard line at 16. Gain of a short 3. Second down and a long 7 coming up. At the Dixie 41-yard line. Gain of 3. 2.5. Almost 3. High formation again. Todd Reeves. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Brown trying to turn upfield. Gets a little running room. Then has it disappear. Brown rolls back. Gets maybe a yard on the play. Throws the football down in disgust. There on the tackle is number 69, Horton, or correction, Mayer. Oh, Heath along with Horton. 78, Horton. 69, Heath. Third down. Gain of maybe a half yard on the play. Third down and a short 7 from just across the Dixie 41-yard line. And Marcus Brown, a marked man when he's running with the football. 2:50 left in the third quarter of this game. 17-10, Dixie with the lead. Third, long yardage. Double slot back position. Todd Reeves. The rush by Phoenix. Reeves over the middle, through the hands of the defender, picked out of the air by Phoenix. Coming back the other way with a pass interception is Phoenix College, finally running out of bounds. Is number 25, Joe Yonner. And Phoenix is back in this game. The pass over the middle went off the Dixie receiver into the hands of number 25, Joe Yonner. Yonner takes a clear back, and it will be first and 10 for Phoenix. Oh, there's the penalty marker, and a penalty against Phoenix, a clipping call after the pass interception. So with 2:30 left for Dixie, good news and bad news, same for Phoenix. The good news for Phoenix is the pass interception. That's the bad news for Dixie. The bad news for Phoenix is the good news for Dixie. A 15-yard penalty has been assessed. So the clip after the pass interception, that's the second time. Reeves has been intercepted tonight. Last time it ended up in a field goal. And Phoenix will have first and 10. Their own half of the field. Put it at the just inside the Phoenix 44-yard line. The Phoenix College, which is starting to solve the Dixie defense, picks off another pass by Todd Reeves. And Phoenix trailing 17-10, trying to get back even. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy, spun at the line of scrimmage, breaks away, gets a couple of more yards before being swarmed under. There on the tackle is number 84, Jack Reeves. Amoy starts in motion. Bring it up to the 46, 47-yard line. Second and 7. Amoy with a 3-yard gain, 2:04 left in the third quarter of this game. And Dixie getting all they can handle right now in the third quarter from Phoenix College. Ken Seitz, the coach, making some adjustments at the half. The screen pass goes to Kroll. Kroll will be thrown for a loss on the play. Kroll, as Dixie smelled that one coming, and Jack Reeve on the tackle along with number 21, Leon Austin. The pass is complete, but for a loss. White to Kroll and put it back to the Phoenix 43-yard line. Third and 11 coming up for the Bears of Phoenix. A minute 41 left in the third quarter of this ball game, this bowl ball game. The Valley of the Sun football game, if you will. Back to pass. White has some time. White now starting to lose time. White will be tackled by Gary Justice. And George Smith, White, looking for the receiver, could not find him. Then he got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard gain on the play. Nope, they rule a half yard loss. So make it fourth down a long 11 yards to go and put it at the Phoenix 43-yard line after that tackle on White. A minute 15 left in the third quarter in a punting situation for Phoenix. 17-10, a hard-hitting ball game defensively. Reminds you a little bit of the Mesa game. Long kick coming down to John Smiley in the middle lane at the 15-yard line. Smiley waving the football around, gets up to the 30, and then rolled down at about the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. 32 is where they mark it down, so Smiley's okay. First down and 10 for Dixie, and put it at the Dixie 32-yard line. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Dixie with the football. 17-10, the lead for the Rebels. Wide left is Ron Wade. Wide right is Joe Boxley. He's put the running backs again. Now to the shift to the I formation, similar to what Dixie's been doing all year. Similar, exactly what they've been doing all year. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Double reverse. Here comes Joe Boxley. Up the sidelines. Boxley has some running room. Boxley close to a first down. Will not get it. Will get 8 yards, maybe nine, before being hit and dropped by number 69 on the tackle. That's Brett Heath. Heath with a good pursuit again. Thinks he got it to the 41-yard line. Boxley with his first run of the night. Second and one for Dixie at the Phoenix, or at the Dixie 41-yard line. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. We're getting near the end. Maybe one more play before the end of the third quarter. 11 seconds left. Todd Reeves at that quarterback position. 17-10. Dixie with the lead. Late in the third quarter. 4 seconds left. Reeves trying to get the pass off. Rolling to the right. Throwing on the run. Has it complete to Boxley? No. Boxley drops it. And Boxley drops the pass at the end of the third quarter. 17-10. Dixie will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Professionals are people who earn their keep by knowing what they're doing. The real difference is that they make 99% fewer mistakes than you will if you try to go it alone. So ordinarily, it's best to pay them a fee. Realtors represent their clients in buying and selling property, and believe me, it's an art and a science. Assure that your next transaction is to your profit and satisfaction. Call on the pros at Bloomington Realty. They thrive on repeats and referrals. Bloomington Realty knows more about Bloomington than anyone, whether it be townhouses, homes, or vacant property. Their offices are conveniently located just off the Bloomington off-ramp. Just think of owning a home in southern Utah's most prestigious community, with golf and tennis within reach anytime. If you're thinking of Bloomington, call one of the knowledgeable representatives at Bloomington Realty, 673-6184. 673-6184. Bloomington Realty.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Fourth quarter got to Jordan Christensen, but a loss of 4 yards, so they get fourth down and five for Dixie. And Dixie has not been able to do much at all against Phoenix here in the second half of action, offensively anyway. The Dixie offense has come not quite to a grinding halt, but to a creeping slow. Very much so. 14-14 left in the ballgame. Hagedor booms away the kick away from Clay Brown. Brown takes it at the 16-yard line. And apparently a signal for the fair catch. The whistle blew, the officials blew the play dead at the 17-yard line on the punt. So Phoenix College trailing by a narrow 7 points, 17-10 as we begin the fourth quarter. We'll have it first down and 10 and put it at their own 17-yard line. And Dixie's defense will be called upon once again. Phoenix shut down totally in the first two quarters. Could not get much at all against Dixie. It never even came close to a score. But in the third quarter, suddenly got things going. One set up by a pass interception. Another just a plain good play. Handoff goes to Cole. Cole has close to a first down. Broke through. Picked up at least 8, maybe 9, and possibly 10. It looks to be enough for the first down. Jack Reeve on the tackle. The officials want a timeout with 13:59 left to try to measure on this to see if it's first down for Phoenix or not. Phoenix opening up the offense more. A team that was defeated by Snow College earlier in the year. And owns a 10-0 advantage over Dixie over the history of the series, apparently. Enough for the first down. Make it first and 10 and put it at the Phoenix 27-yard line. Dixie, as far as we can tell, has never defeated Phoenix. In what sketchy information I've been able to pick up. 13:54 left in the ball game, and Phoenix College trying to make it 11-0, but right now Dixie with that 17-0 lead, a mix up on the offense. Phoenix may be forced to another timeout. Take the handoff back to pass White. White throwing the pass over the head of Bowman, and they call the pass interference call on Dennis Carpenter. Bowman was in midair, and I think the Dixie College coaches are going to protest. There was no hope of the pass being completed. Carpenter touched Bowman as the pass went over his head. And now the officials getting an argument from Dixie right now. Leon Austin applauding the call, apparently a change of call. The official may say it's the Gilda Radner play. Never mind. We'll try that one back. 13:34 left in the game. Did they rule that an incompleted pass instead? The ruling apparently so. Nope. Illegal use of hands against Dixie. Declined. Instead of a holding against Dixie is accepted. So instead of the pass interference call, it was ruled an illegal use of hands. So a holding call against Dixie. 10-yard penalty against the Rebels. And that should be enough to give another first down. First and 10 at the Phoenix 37. Dixie cannot afford to allow Phoenix to come up with a big play. Coach Ken Stites mentioned that the big play might be the secret. If Phoenix is allowed the big play, which they have not come up with, you might say that pass interception was the big play. Handoff goes to Kroll. Kroll gets a yard and a couple of yards before it's all over. Gary Justice comes up with a football, but after the whistle had been blown dead. Gain of about 2.5 yards on the play. So make it second down, a long 7, just short at the Phoenix 40-yard line. After the gain by Kroll, 7.5 yards, a long 7. With 13:05, left in the ball game. Phoenix coming back against Dixie. Mike White, under pressure, throws the pass anyway, overshoots his intended receiver. Out there is McInnes. McInnes, the intended receiver. Dixie came through, swung some linebackers through. Make it third down, 7 yards to go at the Phoenix 40-yard line. And the Dixie defense spending a lot of time on the field this second half. An injured Dixie defense, and it looks like Dixie picked up about a third of a yard on his replacement of the football. Clock stops with 12:56 left. That's good news for Phoenix. Wide to the right now comes number 43. That's Eric Stingley. Back to pass, White. Dropping back, stepping up. Now White on the run. White will have enough for the first down. Yes, White got the first down. White took off up the middle as he went back to pass. The receiver's covered and plenty of room. And White gets the first down, making first and 10. White took his lumps but got the first down. And put it just short of midfield. Put it at the Phoenix 49-yard line. Dixie trying to scramble and trying to keep Phoenix from getting that other score. 17-10. Dixie with a lead. Dixie led at the half 17-0. Phoenix has controlled the second half after Dixie controlled that first or that second quarter mostly, and most of the first half. Back to the typical formation, but bring both ends in tight now. No wide receivers. Long count, and a 5-yard penalty will be assessed. Delay of game. The official will make it first down 15 and put it back at the Phoenix 44-yard line. 12:05 left of the game. 17-10. Dixie with the lead. Back in comes Ricky Bowman. Going out is Chris Troilo. Now a wide receiver comes out to the left, and that's Ricky Bowman. First down and 15 yards to go for Phoenix College. New into the lineup, Milbrandt, the quarterback. Mark Milbrandt throws the pass, complete, short of first down yardage. As it was complete to Ricky Bowman, Milbrandt, the new quarterback, after White had been struggling, got hit pretty hard on that first down play, but Milbrandt drills the pass. Second down, about a yard to go, and put it near the Dixie 42-yard line. Phoenix needs to get to the 41-yard line for the first down. Milbrandt, the quarterback, the new man. Handoff goes to Amoy, and Amoy thrown for a loss on the play. Right there was Gary Justice to greet Amoy. And a little bit of a shoving match going on between Chris Troilo and number one, John Smiley, upfield. Make it a third down, couple of yards to go. Loss of about a yard on the play. Back to the Dixie 43-yard line as Amoy dropped by Justice. Clock running with 11:27 left in the game. And now the time becomes oh so critical for Dixie. Tim McInnes, wide to the right. Now in motion. Now the switch and the handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy with a sweep. Amoy will have the first down. Stumbles forward. Amoy, the man who broke the big gain on a fourth down situation to get the first down and set up a big score for Phoenix College, gets the first down again. Amoy, the man who keyed the victory for Phoenix over Glendale. First and 10. Just inside the Dixie 37. 17-10. Phoenix with the deficit. Dixie with the lead. Into the lineup comes number 28, Ralph Morales. First time we've seen Morales at a running back position. Phoenix getting some fresh troops in there. First and 10. Back to pass. Milbrandt. Milbrandt will be thrown. No. Mark Compton almost guessing. Now Milbrandt is thrown for a loss. Way back, beyond midfield. Trying to set up the screen pass, and Mark Thompson was there. Thompson just came after it. And number 39 also on the tackle, Dave White. The sack on Milbrandt. Milbrandt kept going back, and so did Thompson. Put it back at the Phoenix 48-yard line. Second down, and about 25 yards to go. Second down at about 25 with 10:09 left in a ball game, and Phoenix did not need that at that point. Dixie really helped out by that play. Back to pass, Milbrandt steps up, throws over the middle. It's complete, but not enough for the first down. Smiley got to Bowman. So did Jack Reeve, and Bowman is down, getting up very slowly. Milbrandt, who is buzzing the football, throwing the ball much better than White did. Make it third down, about 5 yards to go, and put it near the Dixie 32. Timeout called by Phoenix with 9:30 left in the game, 17-10. Dixie out in front, back in 60 seconds.
Not only are prices being reduced on 83 and 84 Volkswagens at St. George Volkswagen this month, such as a $3,400 reduction on their 83 Quantum Wagon and an $800 reduction on the 83 Rabbit Wolfberg Edition, but their great used car selection is priced to please, too. See the pre-owned vehicles now available at St. George Volkswagen. It's the opportunity of a lifetime to get that second car at a price you just can't beat. They're selling low at St. George Volkswagen right now.
When's
Wenzel's Outlet Store, 374 North Industrial Road in St. George, brings you direct factory to you prices. Terry defies you to beat their prices on over 1,000 sleeping bags with prices starting at just $9.99. And you can't beat his price on 10-gallon coolers either. Regular $70 values, now just $29.99, just in time for those holiday parties and holiday visitors. If you haven't been in Wenzel's Outlet Store, you don't know what you're missing. And if you have been in, you know his prices are the very best.
A long 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in this football game. Dixie has not been able to generate an offense in the second half. Phoenix has generated 10 points worth. Third down, long yardage. A long five coming up and a triple set to the left. Milbrandt, who's come in and sparked this team, throws the pass, almost intercepted by Jack Reed. Reed got a hand on it. Incompleted pass stops the clock, and it's a fourth down situation. Fourth and a long five at the Dixie 32. Do you go to the field goal? Into the lineup comes Ortiz. Ortiz, who already owns a 36-yard field goal. I said 37. The official score said 36. I'd almost say it's a 37 anyway, but place this one back at the 39-yard line, so it'll be a 49-yard attempt by Ortiz. No wind to help either way, at least no visible wind. 9:27 left in the game. The snap, the fake. Milbrandt back to pass. Throws the pass. Is it complete? Incomplete. Dixie takes over. The fake kick. And Jack Reeve started to spark. Apparently he sensed something. Incomplete pass on the fake field goal. And with 9:21 left in the game, Dixie takes over. Milbrandt doing the holding. Dixie takes over first and 10 at the Dixie 33-yard line. And the Rebels now have 9 minutes and 21 seconds to run off the clock. And what Coach Greg Crozier is hoping is that you run it off the clock and get a score. Back to a shotgun. First time we've seen this. Todd Reeves in the shotgun formation trying to get a little protection. Back to pass. Reeves taking time over the middle. Throws and center for Joe Boxley. Almost complete. Cut in front of Brown and couldn't come up with it. Incomplete pass. Throwing deep on that right side. Stops the clock. Second down. 10 yards to go at the Dixie 33. Reeves, who has had a little problem with some stiffness in the shoulder in the last week, unlimbered the arm that time. And almost got it to Boxley, deep into Phoenix territory. Do you go to the shotgun again? Yes, Dixie. New wrinkle. 9:14 left in the football game. Dixie leading 17-10. The snap. Reeves throwing the pass complete to Ron Wade. Wade has the first down. Wade pushed out of bounds, thrown out of bounds by number 40, Kevin McKee, has the first down. Dixie, that's what they were looking for. Wade, whose brother Brent played basketball for Dixie College, will be back off his mission, by the way. Brent will be back off his mission on the 22nd of December and will be ready for next year. First down and 10. And put it at the 47-yard line of Dixie College. So a big gain on that pass. The shotgun helping out Todd Reeves right now. The snap. The down and out pattern goes to Greg Sharp. Sharp back, gets across the midfield and into Phoenix territory. Not enough for a first down. Did a little back pedal. Got close.